Iraq's political leaders, Sunni, Shiite, and Kurd, have begun what are bound to be long and arduous talks on the formation of a new government. That's a prime goal for the Bush administration in Iraq now, but there's no guarantee of success. At the center of the politicking is Iraq's Kurdish president, Jalal Talabani, who is positioning himself for a second term as head of state. For 24 hours this past week, NPR's Ivan Watson followed Talabani and his staff around Baghdad and filed this report.
Welcome to the Iraqi presidency.
This is the West Wing, the Iraqi West Wing. I'll start with the meeting room.
A presidential spokesman gives a tour of the offices where Iraqi staffers in business suits shuffle papers and answer phones behind tidy desks. This four-story building is located deep in the green zone, behind concrete walls, guard towers, and a regiment of Iraqi guards and foreign mercenaries. Except for the periodic explosions of insurgent mortars, it all seems bizarrely removed from the violence raging outside on the streets of Baghdad. Last Tuesday, Baghdad's main morgue received the bodies of 67 Iraqis who had all been shot dead. Some other incidents that day included a roadside bomb that killed two American soldiers, the discovery of the bodies of eight police recruits north of Baghdad, and the kidnapping of two German engineers. That same morning, President Jalal Talabani was greeting a delegation from the British Parliament. The lawmakers' first question, how is it going putting the new Iraqi government together? This is the top subject for Iraq's new political elite and the motivation behind days and nights of shuttle diplomacy between their fortresses in Baghdad. Talabani, the top national politician from the Kurdish alliance, has spent much of the last 7 months trying to assert himself in what had previously been treated as a largely ceremonial position. Last month, Talabani declared he would not accept a second term as president. He has since changed his mind.
Do you have assurances that you would be a strong president for the next 4 years?
I don't agree with the word of strong. I say to be a real president. Yes, I got assurances from those who in favor of my candidacy. They say that the president must have his role in the ruling the country.
Talabani is a veteran politician and former guerrilla leader who fought for decades against successive governments in Baghdad. This portly, cigar-smoking 73-year-old disarms his guests with a combination of humor and hospitality, inviting them to meals where he cracks off-color jokes and enthusiastically shovels food onto their plates.
Yeah, my dear friend, I couldn't take it. This is the best way to take it.
He is also a close ally of the U.S. One evening, during a cordial phone conversation with American Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, he discussed, among other things, the controversial trial of Saddam Hussein, and then promised to send Khalilzad sweets.
Thank you. Thank you, Zal. Your suite is ready. I will send it tomorrow for you. Baklava.
Despite what seems like a grandfatherly approach to politics, Talabani clashed repeatedly over the last year with the current Shiite Arab Prime Minister Ibrahim Jaafari. There are reports they have now reconciled, but it's a subject Talabani refuses to discuss.
No comment. No comment.
Negotiations are underway within the Shiite coalition, which won the largest number of parliamentary seats in the last election, to choose a prime minister to govern Iraq for the next 4 years. Talabani's favorite is current Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdel Mehdi from the powerful Shiite party known as Skiri. Despite their political and ethnic differences, Abdel Mehdi says he and the Kurdish politician can work well together.
I am a member in an Islamist movement. Jalal is a member in a secular movement. Jalal defends the Kurds and the right of the Kurds, but he defends also the right of Iraqis, of course. We defend the right of the Shias, and we defend the rights of Iraqis. So there is differences in points of views. and we always manage to bridge them.
But can Shiite and Kurdish politicians compromise with each other and with Iraq's Sunni Arabs, who make up the backbone of the country's deadly insurgency? This violent opposition to the new regime terrifies members of Talabani's own staff. A programmer for the president's webpage says he won't even tell relatives where he works for fear of assassination or kidnapping.
Even my cousin, he doesn't know where I work. Even my cousin.
Talabani insists the insurgency will soon be defeated.
I think this year the terrorism will be eradicated in Iraq.
This year?
Yes. There are good signals.
He says he's negotiating to bring Sunni Arab politicians and tribal leaders into a future government of national unity. And he says he's seen growing rifts develop between homegrown insurgents and foreign fighters. But that's of little consolation to residents of Baghdad, who are exhausted by the violence and 3 years of fuel shortages and blackouts. Iraqis like the Sunni Arab teacher named Abu Ahmed say the government has done nothing to improve their daily lives.
The Iraqi government only controls 10% of this country, but I like Talabani because at least he's trying to negotiate with all the parties in Iraq.
Talabani predicts it will take until the end of February to form Iraq's new government. Ivan Watson, NPR News.